I told you in my previous lesson that this week I would begin speaking on the subject of prayer. We have begun a new year. The old year has passed away. Behold, all things are new again. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count for God. When you think about prayer, what do you think about? You might say, I've tried prayer and it just doesn't work for me. Well, what have you been expecting prayer to do for you? And what would it look like to you if it was working? In fact, is prayer actually supposed to work at all? Does it have a purpose far more significant than the shallow view that we have of prayer? We need to pray continuously. The church needs to be praying. All through the book of Acts, we find the church was praying. It wasn't just the apostles. It was all the disciples. All the church was praying. All through the book of Acts, we find prayer and more prayer. There is no weapon formed against prayer that can neutralize it. The first requirement in prayer is to believe. Believe that God is. That He is everything that He said He was. We must believe that God is alive and powerful. We must believe that God is love and that He cares for His people. We must believe that the God that feeds the sparrows will not starve His children. We must believe that there is no power can successfully stand against God. We must believe that God is true and cannot lie. That God is king, and that He will never vacate His throne or fail in His promises, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We need to have prayer without ceasing, prayer that will shatter our status quo, prayer that will drain us of all of our self-interest, prayer that sees God as the one that rules on high, and His mercy is to save. We need to have a prayer that laughs at impossibilities. Prayer that is motivated with a desire for God's glory. The place of prayer is more than a dumping ground for all of our anxieties and fears. I believe that the place of prayer is not only where I bring my burdens, but a place where I get a burden. He shares my burdens. I share His burden. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, He tells us. To know that burden, we must hear the voice of the Spirit. We must be still and know that He is God. If God is God of matchless power, and the Bible is the unchangeable Word of the living God, if Jesus is the one and only mediator today, if the Holy Spirit can quicken us as He did our spiritual fathers, then all things are possible today. We need to remember that God conducts His business at all hours, in all places, and under all circumstances. We need to remember that the church is on a rescue mission, and that the church is not a showboat, but a lifeboat. We must continue in prayer. Jesus said that men ought always to pray. Paul told his listeners that he prayed for them night and day without ceasing. You may ask, why should we continue to pray night and day? Because God knows that every time He opens the windows of heavens and pours us out a blessing, the devil opened the doors of hell and pours out a blasting. But let me tell you, where the blessing of the devil is, the blessings of God does much more abound. If we do not live on our knees, we will die on our feet. The only direction that God has ever given His church is the forward direction. The only energy that God has ever provided for the church is the energy and the power of the Holy Spirit. The way we are to travel is on our knees. Let us continue to pray.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.